KD4FDI. PM KD4FDI.
Where's PM?
She's excited today, so 37 years old. I think we're gonna go out to eat tonight.
Okay. Yeah, it could be raining tomorrow, so get all you did today. Rain overnight, be raining all day tomorrow. Now it's in the 40s, so get all you can today.
Tomorrow today and get it done, so that way I can I guess have off tomorrow and probably hopefully work Friday.
Handheld, surprise you hear me, but love you, I won't keep you, but all right, your mother's got to go to church, some women's meeting today. Last day I'm eating chicken and cheese, right after today. I'm done. Cake's all done, so I'm finished.
It's really good, wasn't it?
It was great. We dated, I think, the next day it was gone, so yeah, well, love you, son, be careful today. There's about a 250-pound buck dead right up on Poinsett. It'd been dead too long to use it, but man, it was big. I think it was huge.
I came out the camper. I thought about hunting today. It's falling. It'd be a good time to get in the woods, you know. We'll have to see if we can do that. I was hoping maybe tomorrow, but if it's raining, probably not a good day.
All day long, 100% chance. A drizzle. High in the 40s, so it's going to be a ratty cold day. I love you, son. I'm sure you want to get out of there. Again, hope Angela enjoys a good birthday. Enjoy your eat out. KD4FDI, W4FCM.
KD4FDI.
NGU, KN4VWA.
For NGU.
Big boy.
Driving up I-26.
Crack. Every morning. You love it.
I phone off. Had some noise there with CNBC playing. Where you headed?
Wednesday, and every Wednesday I drive the bus for the Blue Ridge Christian Learning Center.
Oh, yeah. That's still going okay?
Oh, yeah. For the most part, all those kids are good kids. Got two kids that can be a little bit of a headache. I'm hoping they got them straightened out a little bit. But, anyhow, I was up late last night. Right at about 6:20 last night, I shot me a 6-point, 180-pound buck.
Well, yields some good eating. A little bitty ones when you shoot them. That's just not enough meat to make it worth it, but that'll be a nice catch.
I'm going to go ahead, since the kids are going to be buying a house, or rather they are in the process of buying a house, they're going to have a garage that they'll have a freezer in. I'm going to go ahead and give them all the meat from that buck. And sometime here pretty soon, I'm probably going to go ahead and take one more. I'm going to pick me out a big doe. So, you know, hey, that ought to do us for the year.
I wish you'd get a third one. I'd give you the processing and some gas money.
You gonna come over here and shoot him and pick him up and load him in the truck and unload him over there and all that too?
Yeah, man, give me a call.
All right, I might just do that towards the end of the season. So you scored well on the contest, huh?
Yeah, a million 39,000 points, something like that. but we'll knock it out next time. We'll knock it out of the park. My dad's in the hospital. He went in Sunday night by ambulance, and they said partial heart failure because he had water in his lungs and all this kind of stuff. And they got him stabilized, and he's wanting to go home. So I think we're out of danger for the present.
Good, Phil. Doggone it. He's not home yet, though?
Say that again.
He is not home yet.
No, and it won't be till Monday at the earliest.
Are they drying him up with diuretics and that kind of thing?
I don't know, but I said this on the air yesterday, but I guess I'll repeat it to you. His doctor gave him Lasix a week and a half ago and didn't give him potassium, which his potassium was already extremely low and Lasix depletes it, and didn't give him antibiotics for the infection. So we credit his doctor, McClure, for putting him in the hospital.
That's a dummy 101 mistake. I mean, he flushed him out. Oh, okay, goodness. Well, I'll tell you, a great deal of your own care must be handled by you. And you got to watch them. You got to help them.
I have a doctor that we talk to all the time that gives us the advice on this stuff, and she says, why didn't he get this? Why didn't he get that? What kind of a quack are you using anyway? Because I don't know. But anyway, we feel like we got a handle on it now. I'm going to go in my chart today and ask him those questions so it'll be on record.
I would. I would go in there and put it in the record and embarrass him in his record. Sheesh. Well, in the meantime, he's going to be okay. They got him stabilized, and that's good, Phil. Goodness gracious. That's a relief. His heart just didn't stop from all that.
Teresa, I was going to do it. She might say, oh, don't do that. You're not going to accomplish anything, but I want it on the record.
Yeah, and is that Greenville Hospital System?
Good old Prisma.
Bo, get him out of there. That's all I can say is get him out of that hole.
Well, the doctor is out on Woodruff Road, but he's one of theirs. But, we were going to look into whether his insurance and doctors would work at Mary Black. Well, not Mary Black. What's the other one? But he got critical and had to call the ambulance, and it just wasn't time to do that, so he's back at Prisma. But it'll be all right. It'll be all right. I think we've averted disaster this time, but he is 90.
Yeah. Now listen, he's got Medicare plus a supplemental, right?
He's got real good insurance through Metropolitan. They're still covering him, so I'm not sure. He's got United Healthcare or something, but he's covered on that front. At least being in the insurance business, we don't have to worry about that.
Well, with that insurance, he can definitely go over to Spartanburg Regional.
That I can't think of.
Well, St. Francis is pretty doggone good, too.
That's the one. We'd love to get him over there at some future time if that's necessary.
Start looking into recommendations by the public feedback and pick you out a good cardiologist that's part of the St. Francis system and go on over there, man. Shoot, I'd get out of Greenville so fast. Man, Well,
all right,
I'm not going to say it on the air.
Well, I had my first loss in a long time yesterday in the market. I lost $255, which is a very small ding, but I just don't like to lose, and nobody can win all the time. So somebody got my money, and I'm going to get it back today.
All in imaginary ones and zeros, bud. Yeah,
it ain't
none of it real.
W4DJW, I got it, Phil.
Got it in NVIDIA, didn't you?
I got it in car. I bought car on Monday. Look at what it did yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. I was sitting there breathless, watching it as it was rising. I got it at 178, it went to 600.
I can't believe that a big cap stock did that. That was highly unusual.
I would have never have guessed that in a million years. But it was in my list, so I just bought it, just business as usual. And then it just started climbing. I don't know where all those people came from.
I did well, excuse me, on some call options on the AMD. It's gone up nicely, and I did a nice day trade, went big on CAT. I love cats. And it jumped up nicely. So I really enjoy being out at night.
I get you. I'll let you guys get back to it. W4DJW, just thought I'd tell you where it went.
Good for you, buddy. That's a super trade.
Both of you guys, just remember that if I buy a stock, jump in major selling short on it.
In Atlanta, I usually pay him to short a few shares, and then I go big on a short. Yeah, we got that figured out, Steve.
Still there?
No, I'm working my stocks. You guys go ahead. Carry on.
He's working his jaws there, Bill. You hear him munching?
And then a crunching.
Those are cashews.
Well, listen, Ollie and I are going to try to get out to Foothills this evening, probably around 4:35 o'clock. If it's not raining, what you got going?
I've got a sign for a FedEx. Whenever it was supposed to get here yesterday, it never showed up. So if it has come and gone by then, yeah, then I can probably go. If not, I won't be able to leave.
All right. Well, hope you can make it out. Oh, and by the way, I got into some of that Ardu. Woohoo! A lot of it looks like no problem. But I'm sure that once I jump into the deep end with the software, it's going to get real interesting real quick.
It does, but take your time. Don't rush it. Just take your time. If you've got questions, ask. Don't try to get in too big a hurry. Remember, we're retired now. We all have to do things on somebody else's schedule. Anyway, you guys pick it up. I got to go back to tending to my stocks. W4DJW.
For the crunching there, Phil. I saw Cole at lunch yesterday, and we were talking about your Puniac.
About my what?
He used to call a Pontiac a Puniac. He just couldn't stand that they were winning in race car back in NASCAR back in the early days. So he called them Puniacs.
Oh, I gotcha. What was the high school thing was yesterday?
That's affirmative.
Who was it in high school that his name was Charlie and was real good in music? What's his last name?
I'm having a little trouble recalling that one, bud. I'm sure if I went to the yearbook, I could figure it out. Not recalling that one, but yeah, it was. Oh, guess who was there yesterday?
Bigfoot.
Sanders.
Well, anyway, Charlie went to Eastside for a year and then went to White Hampton. And he said he'd like to come sometime.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Tell him to come on. Was he in our class?
I think he was a year behind me, and I was 73.
Well, so he went there as a freshman, right?
Remember his last name, but I know where to look for it. He's a musical genius. What is his last name? Charlie, not Munson. That's the radio personality. I'll think of it in a little bit, or later today. I'll look it up.
Spivak.
Say again.
Charlie Spivak.
No, that's the trumpet guy from Ye Olde Fireplace.
Famous. He had recordings, all kind of good stuff out there. He was almost as big as Tommy Dorsey.
He was big. And I tell you what, a lot of people don't realize what a good trumpet player Doc Severinsen was. Or is, if he's still alive, I don't know. But Most people tend to pull the trumpet into their mouth real hard when they're trying to hit a high note to stretch their lips and stuff. And he would do demonstrations in seminars that he would hang his trumpet from two strings and put his lips on the mouthpiece and hit these unbelievable notes, and everybody would just fall on the floor in the disbelief.
Listen, I pulled up here in front of a store. I got to run in and pick up a little something, and I'll be right back out. You're probably getting close to school, aren't you?
I got another 10 minutes at least. W4, never give up. Standing by.
Stand for a bit of yay. We'll be right back.
R. W4NGU.
Stand for a bit of yay.
GU.
Over to load the bus with my lunch and my computer and some stuff that I can do between groups that I haul, so I got just a couple minutes.
What else you got on your RAM these days?
1,000.
Man, you do some driving, don't you?
Well, 2 years now.
Back on my driving, but I used to do about 35K a year for years, which was nothing compared to, you know, traveling like you did to different locations all the time, but that was pretty good mileage for what I do.
Let me tell you something. There, for many, many years, I would wear one slap out. Well, I wouldn't wear it out. It still had some decent trade-in value. But I'd put between 180 and 220,000 miles on one in 3 years. I never financed a vehicle more than 3 years because I knew it was going to be war slap out and I'd have to still be making payments on it.
Well, highway miles don't hurt them too much, so they're probably in pretty good shape.
They were in real good shape. Matter of fact, I ran one of my trucks. It was a Chevy truck. Man, I ran that thing up to 340,000 miles and traded it in, and they still gave me $8,000 for a trade-in.
Really nutso, and it's going to stay that way for a while. And even if inflation backs off, it's going to be hard to put the genie back on the bottle on salaries at McDonald's and even executive salaries. That stuff has gone up, and it's going to be hard to go backwards, so I don't think inflation's going to go backwards. I think so what they want.
A law. Once a law is passed, it don't ever get rolled back, bud. Huh. And they ain't never met a tax they didn't love either. Well, listen, I pulled up here at the bus barn. I got to jump out and load up and get it going, so you try to have a good day there. Just think. If you went ahead and retired, you could be at home asleep right now.
We know how many days. Talk to you later. W4NGU.
K4VWA, clear. And Dave, if you're still listening, I hope you make a ton of money, buddy.
To me, Dave.
Sitting on a pile. Man, I tell you what, both of y'all be ashamed.
Up at night.
I'm out of here. K4VWA, clear.